tonight. We go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. We have the Queen with us this time, Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm just doing great.
Shutdown. What is going on? We keep hearing this. Are you kidding me?
What happened is, look, they want to get out of Dodge for the Yom Kippur holiday and everything, and so, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur isn't until, I think, the 7th, but Rosh Hashanah is this next week, and so they always traditionally get out for the holiday. But the problem is the budget turns into a pumpkin on October 1st. We turn into a pumpkin, so we need something called a continuing resolution to go on. But they voted it down today. Now, it is true, liberal Democrats felt like, hey, you cut what the Senate voted for disaster relief in half, I think from $6 billion to $3 billion. I forget what the exact amounts are. And that's not good. So the liberal Democrats voted against it. And then the Republicans felt that there wasn't enough deficit cutting. So they voted against it. So here we are once again.
Yeah, at the same spot that we were how long ago? It seems like only yesterday, a couple months ago. Ridiculous. So let's switch our attention for a second to New York and the UN and what's happening there. And Obama today talking about that there's no shortcut to speech. What was the reaction? What did you hear the scuttlebutt to what he had to say?
Well, you know, we had people at the United Nations all day, and I think people didn't feel the speech was all that different than a speech that George Bush would have delivered.
Yeah.
He did talk about the fact that, I mean, the only thing that was very different is he talked about the fact that we were going to essentially completely get out of Iraq, that we're drawing down in Afghanistan. So he was pretty vocal. But I think that he talked about the fact that there needs to be sanctions against Syria. And that there was still trouble in North Korea and Iran. But he didn't give a speech that said anything terribly extraordinary. He did talk about the Palestinian situation.
Mm.
And, of course, it was extremely well maneuvered the way it's happening. Basically, the Palestinians, President Abbas, is going to go and he is going to make an application for statehood. Then the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, is going to take that, and he is going to take that application, and it will be referred to a committee of the Security Council. The United States can veto it, but the United States doesn't particularly want another 9/11 on their door if we're vacated by a million Arabs. So what they're going to do is they are essentially going to say the United States is trying to get other countries to abstain from voting, because you need 9 votes to get it passed. And if you abstain and you don't get the 9 votes, then the United States doesn't have to be the bad guy and veto it.
Yeah, that would be much better, because politically, don't you think this puts the U.S. in a very uncomfortable position with the veto possibility? That wouldn't be good.
That's right.
All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much. Coming up on this edition of ATN, we're going to talk about the death penalty. I know what you're thinking. I'm not talking about politicians. Of course, there was a big execution that happened earlier on Wednesday night. A Georgia inmate, a guy named Troy Davis, was finally executed for the 89 cop killing that he did. And I think and I know that this just opens up Pandora's box for tons of emails, and I get it. I've seen this from all sides, and I understand about how can you be absolutely sure and whatnot and so on and so forth, and what about the God issue, and I've had people tell me how could anybody condemn anyone to death. You know, that's only up to God to do that. Sorry, I believe in old school and Old Testament in some senses, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So often I am defending this, but I think the killing of Troy Davis was warranted. So we're going to get into that, believe it or not. Also, we've got a daily salute. And I'm kind of reluctant on this daily salute because I'm not going to tell you what it is because we'll get to that. But there was these 3 people that were where they shouldn't be. They created a whole bunch of political turmoil, ultimately ended up in custody in some very bad hands in another country, there's a big hint, for over 700 days. But they were idiots to do what they did in the first place. However, thank goodness, they're not still in the hole that they were shoved into. So there is a daily salute in that, I promise you, and we will jump to that at the tail end of the hour. Plus, we're going to check your mail, as so many of you have sounded off on what is going on in Washington, that now the president, more than anything, is selling class warfare, in many of your eyes, versus jobs. And where are the jobs that keep getting talked about? Where are those jobs when people are slashing employment? That's what's happening. We know this. You know this. You're living it. You're absorbing more duties if you even have a job. Do you know, and I won't say her name, but I have a friend. She's been out of work for 2 years. She's not lazy. She's not untalented. She just can't find a job. How many days do you send those resumes out, and do you pull in every favor that you could possibly pull in? And then the people that could normally maybe help you out say, we don't have anything. So jobs is the issue, but suddenly that's shifted once again in Washington. Plus, let's handicap this latest debate. We're going to do it. The Republican debates continue. This time it's in Orlando. Google partners with Fox. So Chris Wallace is one of the moderators of this thing. And you have the same cast of Republican candidates who will take the stage. A lot of people talking about this could be the swan song, maybe for a few, maybe for Newt Gingrich, maybe for Michelle Bachmann, maybe for Rick Santorum, maybe for Herman Cain. I think a lot of people are still going to hang in there, even though pretty much now, let's be honest about it, is this not being treated like a two-man race for 2012? Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. Although Rick Perry, in the polls, has come back to earth. He started off with a double-digit lead just a month ago in front of Romney. And now he's worn off his welcome somewhat because he's only a few percentage points in most of the average polls, if you took a rolling average of them, just a couple of points ahead instead of double digits. The Democrats think it's going to be Mitt Romney. Who do you think it is and who do you think it should be? And how about the Ron Paul factor? So many people that have called this show and that I have run into really like Ron Paul. But you have to ask yourself the question, is he electable? Some of his ideas, of course, now are being embraced by so many of the others who will share the stage with him once again. But he was light years in front of most of these guys when he talked about the Federal Reserve. It's easy to pounce on something when somebody else has been lobbying it out there for a very long time. So we will definitely dive into that as well. And since we're always talking about businesses and the small guy and getting crunched, we have another edition of It's Your Business. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who started something really revolutionary about keeping the independent pharmacy going. How do they thrive in an atmosphere where you have the big box type stores, the Walgreens, the supermarkets, the CVS's, that are just pummeling them from sea to shining sea? That's next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. In this version of It's Your Business, I think all of you will sit up and take notice. We keep talking about box stores and what happened to the mom and pop shops and how that's disappearing in America. And it's happening with all kinds of businesses like pharmacies. When I was a kid growing up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, we knew our pharmacists. They knew us. We went to the local pharmacy. No offense, but we didn't go to CVS or Walgreens or any of that kind of stuff. In fact, my mother still goes to the same pharmacy. So there's a cool group called Keep Your Pharmacy Open. And the idea is they're trying to raise the awareness of what's happening, that people don't realize that the independent pharmacy is not costing you more to go there versus going to whatever the big brand name is, some of the ones that I just mentioned. So joining us now is the founder of Keep Your Pharmacy Open, Michael Bush. Hey, Michael.
How are you?
I'm good. First of all, tell me the genesis for, it's probably what I just talked about, but tell me the genesis for Keep Your Pharmacy Open. What started all that?
Well, Keep Your Pharmacy Open was designed, obviously, to make people aware of why they should shop their local pharmacy. And there are some salient points that are really critical as that most people don't know about. The first thing is the fact that, number one, the price is fundamentally the same. Copays at the box stores, at mail order, at the local pharmacy, at the chain store, are fundamentally, for the most part, exactly the same. So depending upon your insurance, it's not costing you any more to go to your local pharmacy. Most importantly, 68% of the revenue generated by your local pharmacy stays in the community. That contrasts with 32% or less of chain stores that stays in the community and 0% from mail order.
Oh, yeah, and plus at a time when we need that, right? Plus, I didn't mean to jump in on you, but plus, I was just thinking out loud, what about all those businesses like the pharmacies who support school programs? You know, when we played softball or baseball, it was the pharmacist whose name was on the back of our uniform. That's lost, too, huh?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's really part of our program. But our program goes beyond that. Our program is now proactive for independent pharmacies. we've created the first turnkey operation to provide electronic and social media marketing for independent pharmacies.
Wow, so how does that work? How does that work?
Well, as everybody knows, the rage of marketing today is to be on Facebook and Twitter and email campaigns, and all of the major companies in the country are doing this. I believe the President of the United States held a press conference on Twitter. So it tells you that everybody needs to be apprised of dealing in the social media market. The problem is that independent stores and small stores do not have the time nor the knowledge of how to really do that. Yes, there are do-it-yourself books and kits and tools, but the truth of the matter is most of these people don't have the time. We have taken a proactive approach and retained the best of the best technology talent in terms of companies that play in this space, and we are launching and have launched the most progressive interface for independent pharmacy to be able to market and get closer to their patients through email messaging, such as e-newsletters, and through Facebook and Twitter, and with all kinds of promotions, and even cross-marketing with other independent businesses in the community.
Wow. And looking at your website, what a thorough website it is. I was checking it out earlier in the day, talking about what you just said, leaving the marketing to us and helping your communities and competing with the big box stores. I think many of you listening to me right now can relate to this across America because we talk about it every night, what's happening to the small business people. What's the reaction been so far as you have this going? What have you found at this point? What have people told you?
That's a pretty interesting question. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to launch a special advertising promotion relative to flu shots for independent pharmacies. But let me tell it to you a different way. We spent a year putting this together, and my background is having been involved in independent pharmacy for most of my life. The fact is that when I came time to really get this going, I had to raise outside capital. And I spent 2.5 weeks, and in 2.5 weeks, I raised more than 50% of the amount of money that I was looking for.
Wow. That's terrific. And also people can relate to having to do that. And once you got that, then you were on the ground. You said you hired the best people you could. And are you happy with the way the website's great?
Well, we just launched yesterday, or the day before yesterday, we just launched our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/mylocalpharmacy, and you'll see what we're doing, and a mirror image of everything that we're doing on that page will go and trickle down to a page that's going to go for every member pharmacy of our program.
Yeah, wow. What the idea is, when you look at independent pharmacies, I don't know this off the top of my head, Michael. You might. How many independent pharmacies do you think there are around the country?
Well, there's approximately 20 to 22,000 today.
Wow.
Although there is a push, there is a very active and proactive population looking to actually open and buy independent pharmacies.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a reversal of where we've been. But people have been so beaten up by the mail order companies and the third parties and waiting in line at the chain stores that there is a real reversal in the number of consumers looking to go to independent pharmacies. One of the reasons we went into this business of social media marketing is you have to begin to attract a younger audience because they're soon going to be older. And the younger audience is very computer savvy. They know about Facebook. They know about Twitter. And they don't really know about the independent pharmacy like you and I do from the old days, okay?
Yeah.
So they're used to going to the CVS's and the Walgreens. They don't know any better. And our job is to convince them why they should change and go back to the independent pharmacy.
Right, and some of the big myths, is what we talked about bringing it around again from the top of this conversation, is for some reason, there is this misnomer, this disconnect, that it costs you more money when you go to the independents, but that's simply not true. The copay is the same, right?
Let me give you an example of that. I have medical insurance. I take a number of prescriptions. I'm not young. I'm 74 years old. And I will tell you that I go to my independent pharmacy, and this year my out-of-pocket expenses so far for half a year has been $36.50. Now, let me ask you a question. There's no way it could have been any lower at a mail-order house,
no.
At Walmart, at Walgreens, at CVS, or anybody else.
No, I don't think so. I think you're absolutely right. Do you, you know, of course, that the CVSs of the world, they don't want to see somebody like you come into play because they'd rather have the big box stores, as we keep calling them, flourish, with that have the pharmacies with the drive-ups and all that, right?
Well, no, and not only that, because there are no more footprints out there, and by that I mean there's really not a lot of places to put new stores, and the cost of putting up a new CVS store is in the $10 to $12 million range.
Ooh.
They would like to buy up independents that are close to them.
Yeah. No kidding. And the independent community, is it a close-knit community in some cases, do you think? Well, you mentioned there's so many stores.
Well, I think it's closer-knit. You know, it's 20,000 today. 25 years ago, it was 48,000.
Ooh.
So,
yeah.
So, obviously, the attrition rate has been big. But having said that, it's still somewhat in the neighborhood of about a $90 billion industry.
Yeah. Wow. And so the idea is to get the word out. Like you said, you're starting advertising, you raise the capital, you put up the website, you did your homework. And it's keepyourpharmacyopen.com, and you know how many pharmacies, independent pharmacies are out there, so I'm sure that you've sent them stuff. Obviously, that would be part of it, right?
Yeah. By the way, anybody that wants to look at that website, it's keep-your-pharmacy-open.com.
Very nice. All right, so it's your business. This was a good one. Michael Bush, founder of Keep Your Pharmacy Open, trying to help the little guy. Michael, good luck in your quest, and thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal gel Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. Secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
I like to see you right across the floor.
In the spirit of new listeners, some random shout-outs. Spinning Blades, Movie Jim, and the rest of you who are chatting along with America Tonight. You can do that, by the way, if you go to our website, americatonight.net. Pal Talk, you see me front and center. Yes. I am sitting in front of the microphone right now. If you're looking, I'm holding up a peace sign. Then I'm holding up a zero for the way the economy is working right now. All right, I said we were going to dive into a couple of things, including the death penalty issue, because I feel compelled to go there for at least a few minutes. But before we do that, let's just take a second to talk about those kids. There was three of them, remember, that hiked into Iran and didn't see the light of the day for a very long time. As I said, it was over 700 days. Boy, it wasn't looking good. And Ahmadinejad, you never know what that nutball's going to do. Although he kept referring to the Minister of Justice, or whatever name he made up that day. So here is the daily salute, because as much as I want to pound them into the ground for being so idiotic and hiking off where they hiked off into, thinking they were okay. I mean, what are you thinking? But Josh Vital and Shane Bauer, I mean, they probably wanted to float off the plane that took them from Iran to Oman late on Wednesday. And, of course, their families were there. Imagine being the mother of these two guys, both of those mothers, just sweating it out for two years. Now, remember, there was a third person. There was a woman, Sarah Short, who was arrested along with them. but was let go last year because of a medical factor. So Shored is Bauer's fiance. Imagine the relief. 2 years in prison in one of the biggest hellholes, supposedly, because of course I've never toured this prison, but from all of the accounts of it, one of the biggest hellholes on the face of the earth. And now they're back. And it was not looking good. The lawyer for Fatale and Bauer had to pay, they said they had to pay $1 million in bail money. Had to pay it. And it was paid by the Omani government. How about that? So it was $500,000 each because they were convicted for spying. But the sentences were commuted, right? Which means we're going to mess around with you for as long as we can and let you twist in the wind for 26 months and then say, give us $1 million. And they did. They got their $1 million. So here's what Shane Bauer and Josh Fattale had to say upon the happy arrival of getting out of Iran and getting closer to the United States.
Two years in prison is too long.
We are so happy we are free and so relieved we are free.
How about some applause for that? It is the Daily Salute. Finally back. Yay! Woo! Yeah, because we don't... Exactly. It's like a Conan O'Brien crowd here on TBS on the GCN network. Poor Donovan Madsen. I am running him ragged. He has to pump him full of Red Bull. Anyway, you know, there they were. They were in a convoy of cars. As I said, they leave. And, this prison is just notorious. I'm sure that they could not wait to get out of it. Of course they couldn't wait to get out of it. So finally, all the humanitarian pleas, all that stuff, obviously there was enough pressure and it worked. And isn't it interesting? They're released, don't think this is lost on me, a day before the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is going to speak at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. So, there they go. 29 years old. They lost two key years in their 20s after they were nabbed in Iran for entering there illegally and spying for the United States. They would have been sentenced to 8 years, so they did a couple of years. How about that? All right, so they were bumbleheads. They shouldn't have been in that spot in the first place, but hey, they got out. We can't leave Americans dangling, or at least when we hope we do whatever we can to try to get them out because, you know, of course you don't negotiate with terrorists. Oh, did I say that? Are there terrorists in Iran? Is Ahmadinejad a terrorist in his own right? Let's move to the idea of the death penalty, the finality of it. There lately, the last decade, has been a lot of news that's been made. In fact, coming out of Dallas, Texas, where our satellite facility is, because the DA there, Craig Watkins, has done a lot of work in getting DNA evidence to release people, to help release people that were on death row, that were set to be executed, who didn't commit the crime. And because of the DNA evidence that got their release, maybe 8 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years into these sentences and then waiting around to ultimately be executed. So Troy Davis, that case got huge attention finally late on Wednesday. He was put to death by lethal injection. And this was for the killing of an off-duty Savannah, Georgia police officer. And I said this already, but it happened in 1989. So you see how long all of this takes. And, of course, the back and forth and the delays and the appeals and going up to the Supreme Court. So this did get sent all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the execution came, of course, after the court rejected the stay, allowing the state to move forward. Throughout the day, his lawyers, and there was a lot of high-profile supporters for Davis, I mean, a lot of them, just kept pounding the courts to intervene. But in the end, they didn't do it. So let me just rewind for a second and give you the background of this. You got to think about this. I mean, and there was so much nastiness. There was so much back and forth on this case, by the way. They had to have 100 officers that were outside of the prison in riot gear, a bunch of them, because they were worried what was going to happen. You know, when you see the movies, the screaming, the back and forth, well, you had that. And there were people that said, look, Georgia lynched, legally lynched an innocent man. Legally did that. And then there were others who said, justice has finally been served. And here's what the supporters of Davis would say. They said that there was inaccurate and misleading testimony and evidence and all that that rendered the decision, the death penalty sentence, unfair and unreliable and should not have gone through. Because what happened was one of the things that was a little cockamamie was the analysis they were doing on the ballistics of the bullets. And that's what they were saying was inaccurate. And that the key eyewitness was wrong. And as I said, you go back to 1989, and if you go back to the trial, which was 2 years later, 7 of 9 witnesses, though, against him, recanted or contradicted their testimony. So what happened was the Supreme Court ordered a district court in Savannah to review his innocence claim to see what would happen. And they're saying this was one of these situations where it was a rush to judgment. He was at a pool party when he shot a man, Michael Cooper, wounding him in the face. He then went to a convenience store. He pistol whipped a homeless man who just bought a beer. That's the accounts of the case. And then when there was an off-duty officer who went to the scene, Davis shot the officer in the face as he stood over him. That, in fact, was the key final nail in the coffin, if you will, of this case. So he was convicted on 2 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of possessing a firearm, obstructing a law enforcement officer, and murder. And then the murder charge led to the death sentence. But what are the facts of the case? What are the facts of the case? What happened on the other side of this? And what they're saying is, listen, 99% of the people who are protesting this have no idea who Troy Davis is. They don't know. They're just following the belief of they don't like the death penalty. They're hearing this. They're hearing rumors. That's what they don't like. But this was a bad guy. A terrible guy. And again, look what he did. Shot a man in the face. Went to a convenience store. Pistol whipped a homeless man who just bought a beer. Then opened fire on the cop 3 times. Lording over him. And shooting down on him. So what do you think? Fair or foul? And the lethal injection was delayed by that appeal to the Supreme Court. And then the Supreme Court denied the stay of execution. I don't think we're ever going to settle the argument of fair or foul, by the way, on the death penalty. Coming up next, Rick Perry has a shocking new ad. This is radio. You can't see the pictures, but we're going to let you hear it next on ATN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
So tomorrow, as I said, it's the big Republican debate. Of course, there's been so many, you kind of lose track of them. But a lot of different things have happened since New Hampshire and the very first social hour, because it was really more social. There wasn't too much attacking going on back in June. Now, here we are, all the way in September, Orlando, a debate sponsored by Fox and Google, and should be interesting because I think Perry's going to get pummeled again on a few things, including probably immigration and his softness on immigration and going after Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona. Yeah, did you know that? In the meantime, the 2012 Republican nomination for Prez keeps getting much more interesting day by day. As I said, it's really a two-man race, Perry or Romney. Of course, a lot of Ron Paul fans don't buy that, and they show up, and look, he won the straw poll in California, but he doesn't have the horses to do this. There's just no way. If we're going to look into the mirror and be honest with ourselves, even if we like Ron Paul, we like him, it's not happening. I admire him because he just goes all out, and he does not give a crap what anyone thinks. I think he's very unpolitical. As much as he's had to, you know, do the Potomac Dance, since he's represented Texas for so long as a congressman, he really shoots straight. He doesn't pull any punches. But this Rasmussen report that came out shows that the lead is narrowing between Perry and Romney. So Perry has now 28%, Romney 24%, and this is of likely Republican primary voters. What it was in the first debate where Perry showed up with everybody else on stage, 29% for Perry, 18% for Romney. So there's a big difference here. And everybody else is in single digits. So Gingrich is 9, Bachman is 8, Herm Cain is 7, Ron Paul is 6, meaning, you know, how much they're getting in this Rasmussen poll. Rick Santorum, 3, John Huntsman, 2, and Thad McCotter gets 1. And, you know, a poll is a poll is a poll, but there's a reason why they do them. Because they're pretty accurate. In the end, when you take the mix of all the polls, they're pretty accurate. So Perry comes up with, or his people, come up with an interesting campaign ad, and it's really been dubbed Proven Leadership, or President Zero for Obama, alluding to, or not alluding to, smacking you right in the forehead with zero jobs from this president. Take a listen.
Despite all the naysayers, we're predicting failure. Our economy is growing again. No more manufactured crises, no more games. We are headed in the right direction. I love these folks who say, well, this is Obama's economy. That's fine. Give it to me.
Zero jobs.
Not a single job.
No jobs created. Zip zero.
People are demoralized. What has happened?
Zero new jobs.
Change has come to America.
President Zero.
1 in 6 Americans are living in poverty.
That's 1 in 6 Americans.
At an all-time low.
36.2 million
people. We're pointed in the right direction.
Headed in the wrong direction.
Change directions.
A great country requires a better direction. A renewed nation needs a new president. The United States of America really is the last great hope of mankind. It's time to get America working again. We don't need a president who apologizes for America. I believe in America. I believe in her purpose and her promise. I believe her best days have not yet been lived. I believe her greatest deeds are reserved for the generations to come. And with the help and the courage of the American people, we will get our country working again. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Yeah, God bless the United States of America. We need it. Boy, what a mess. An effective ad by Rick Perry. What say you, America? 800-259-5791. I say, yeah, it's effective because he's talking about jobs, 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 and then slicing together all those sound bites that you just heard, talking about the fact that there is no jobs and calling him basically President Zero. But here's the thing. President Zero, what are his chances? We're looking at the polls. What are his chances of re-election? Incumbents are hard to shake. You could go to a few other factors, although I think people have forgotten about Osama bin Laden. And if you are of the conspiracy enterprising type of person, then you think it's a wash anyway. If you say, hey, he went in and got him, people are weighing that, but it's still about the economy and where we're headed. And what we see, the stock market down again another 300 points. The dollar just in the tank. Really, just in the tank. And then I saw something today on a website when I was cruising around, right? And you can all do this yourselves. You can go to recovery.gov. How about recovery? We need God. Recovery.gov is a website that shows where the money's been spent under the Recovery Act. And in the website, or on the website, what you see is that I'm going to give you the exact dollar amount, $762,372 dollars in stimulus money is going to interactive, I'm not kidding you, interactive visual dance. So you say, well, what's that? It means that the University of North Carolina, it will go to a project that they have called Dance.Draw. And what it does is it enables dancers' motions that are tracked by RF transmitters that are worn to act as input streams that can be applied as control for interactive visualizations. Sounds like a bunch of poppycock to me, huh? So, and I'm a person who likes the arts. So anyway, the system logs the dancers' motions, basically, and then they can come up with a composite video of the dancers with all kinds of different things that they're doing. It's the choreography of it, basically. And then you can map the motion and all that kind of stuff. And what the goal is, so now you get the whole convoluted explanation, but ultimately the goal of the over $700,000, almost $800,000 for Dance.Draw of stimulus money, your money, my money, is to provide choreographers with the ability to experiment with interact dance without having to have a full cast of dancers present. That's just great, isn't it? I don't know. Is this a worthy thing? Come on. Is there any dancer out there listening? Oh, now you probably hate me. I know I have a big core audience of dancers. So, is that just ridiculous? You see where we are at this time in our history, bleeding to death. Everything's red. I've said this before. I said it at the top of the show. I'll never see black in my lifetime. I don't think the budget will ever. First of all, will we have a budget? Will it be in the black? And when we do things like that, I mean, no offense to the University of North Carolina, good school. But do we need to pay them to have chips for interactive dance? John in Texas, you get the first crack at the Perry ad. Hello.
Well, actually, I called in on the Perry commercial and Obama's presidency.
Sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, Perry's wrong. That sounds kind of rough, doesn't it?
No. Why do you say he's wrong? What do you mean?
Well, first of all, he's calling President Obama President Zero.
Uh-huh.
He missed the name. It's Pinocchio.
All right, Pinocchio. That has a nice ring.
Basically, I don't think Obama actually knows what he's reading off a teleprompter. I based that on some very basic facts. He gave a speech today at the UN, right? Well,
yeah.
Okay. He said that the problem there dates back, a few decades?
Yeah.
He's wrong.
Longer than that. Yeah, the Palestinian conflict and the Israeli conflict. And the territory's tug of war has been going on for a very long time. I would put the number 1,000 out there. Hey, thanks, John, for your 2 cents. He says the president isn't President Zero. He's Pinocchio. What say you? You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in.
Help yourselves to some nachos, and we'll see you at the equipment station.